This is Ethically Speaking with Denny Elliott and Dean Ritz.
Recently, the Public Relations Society of America condemned the process whereby our military pays Iraqi newspapers to run pro-American stories.
The Pentagon paying for positive stories in the Iraqi press is the new scandal. But there is something to be examined here, ethically speaking. In Iraq, as in many other countries, it's the norm for interested parties to pay for some stories to appear in the newspaper. Journalists in these countries pursue their own reporting, but news organizations also run stories for a fee. Everyone involved, even the readers, know that this is a conventional practice.
But that's not an acceptable practice in the U.S.
That's true, but what right do we have to impose our standards by saying the practice is wrong in Iraq?
Are you suggesting that criticism of this practice is an example of American imperialism? I mean, I don't think so. Isn't it wrong to engage in a practice that we know to be wrong? When in Rome, do as the Romans do is not the correct rule if the Romans are, for example, keeping slaves.
Are you saying that paying for stories in the newspaper may be part of the local practice, but it's not okay for Americans to endorse the practice?
Well, it's certainly not okay to hide the practice. The Pentagon hid their payments by hiring a firm as a go-between, hiding the true source of the money. That's intention to deceive.
If it's really okay for America to endorse the cultural practice of another, then our leaders should be willing to do it openly.
Don't hide your opinion from us. Tell us what you think at ethicallyspeaking.org.
Ethically Speaking is produced by the Center for Ethics at the University of Montana and the Department of Journalism and Media Studies at the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, with support from the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California and the Montana Committee for the Humanities. Music by Eric Hutchins.